Welcome to The Mildly Interesting with Oliver Wilson, the official bedtime podcast of former insomniacs. Tomorrow is Monday, August 15th, National Lemon Meringue Pie Day. National Lemon Meringue Pie Day is a celebration held every year. Lemon meringue pie is one of the most popular pies in Great Britain and North America. Lemon custard is usually attributed to the Quakers in the late 1700s. The idea for a fluffy topping made from sweetened and flavored egg whites goes back to the 17th century in France. The first mention of lemon meringue pie in a cookbook was in 1869, but often, during that time, these custard pies were also referred to as lemon cream pie. You may love a delicious lemon meringue pie, but have you ever wondered about the history of meringue? Well, I have. And I think you might just find it mildly interesting. Subscribe to The Mildly Interesting on Apple Podcast, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are available. We'll be right back. Meringue is a dessert or candy, often associated with Swiss, French, Polish, and Italian cuisines, traditionally made from whipped egg whites and sugar, and occasionally an acidic ingredient such as lemon, vinegar, or cream of tartar. A binding agent such as salt, flour, or gelatin may also be added to the eggs. The key to forming a good meringue is the formation of stiff peaks by denaturing the protein of albumin, a protein in the egg whites, via mechanical shear. Its flavors are vanilla, a small amount of apple juice, or orange juice, although if extracts of these are used and are based on an oil infusion, an excess of fat from the oil may inhibit the egg whites from forming a foam. They are light, airy, and sweet confections. Homemade meringues are often chewy and soft with a crisp exterior, while many commercial meringues are crisp throughout. A uniform crisp texture may be achieved at home by baking at a low temperature, 80 to 90 degrees Celsius or 176 to 194 degrees Fahrenheit, for an extended period of up to 2 hours. It has been claimed that meringue was invented in the Swiss village of Meiringen and improved by an Italian chef named Gasparini between the end of the 17th century and the beginning of the 18th century. However, this claim is contested. The Oxford English Dictionary states that the French word is of unknown origin. The name meringue for this confection first appeared in print in François Massillot's cookbook of 1692. The word meringue first appeared in English in 1706 in a translation of Massillot's book. The first documented recipes recognizable as meringues are found in two considerably earlier 17th century English manuscript books of recipes which give instructions for confections called white biscuit bread in the Book of Recipes written in 1604 by Eleanor Fetterplace, 1570-1647, of Gloucestershire and called Pets in the manuscript of collected recipes written by Lady Rachel Fane, 1612-13-1680, of Knowle, Kent. Slowly baked meringues are still referred to as pets in the Loire region of France due to their light and fluffy texture. Meringues were traditionally shaped between two large spoons, as they are generally at home today. Meringue piped through a pastry bag was introduced by Antonin Carême. There are several types of meringue, the sweetened, beaten egg whites that form the islands of the floating island, also known in French as île flottante, the partly cooked toppings of lemon meringue pie and other meringue-topped desserts, and the classic dry featherweight meringue. Different preparation techniques produce these results. French meringue, or basic meringue, is the method best known to home cooks. Fine white sugar, caster sugar, is beaten into egg whites. Italian meringue is made with boiling sugar syrup instead of caster sugar. This creates a much more stable soft meringue that can be used in various pastries without collapsing. In an Italian meringue, a hot sugar syrup is whipped into softly whipped egg whites until stiff, and until the meringue becomes cool. This type of meringue is safe to use without cooking. It will not deflate for a long while and can be used for decoration on a pie, spread on a sheet, or baked Alaska base and baked. Swiss meringue is whisked over a bain-marie to warm the egg whites and then whisked steadily until it cools. This forms a dense, glossy marshmallow-like meringue. It is usually then baked. Vegan meringue is an imitation meringue made using aquafaba with a small dose of vinegar and caster sugar. It holds similar characteristics to that of egg-based meringue, but it will quickly burn if torched or baked incorrectly. Another variation uses potato protein instead of aquafaba. Protein distribution in egg whites is as follows: 54% ovalbumin, 13% canalbumin ovotransferrin, 11% ovomucoid, 4% ovoglobulins, 3.5% lysozyme, and 2% ovomucin. Ovoglobulins drive foaming, ovomucin is the main stabilization agent, and the remainder of the proteins interact to contribute to overall foaming and stability. When egg whites are beaten, some of the hydrogen bonds in the proteins break, causing the proteins to unfold, denature, and to aggregate non-specifically. When these egg white proteins denature, due to agitation from beating, their hydrophobic regions are exposed, and the formation of intermolecular protein-protein interactions is promoted. These protein-protein interactions, usually disulfide bridges, create networks responsible for the foam's structure, and this structure change leads to the stiff consistency required for meringues. The use of a copper bowl or the addition of cream of tartar is required to additionally denature the proteins to create firm peaks. Otherwise, the whites will not be firm. Wiping the bowl with a wedge of lemon to remove any traces of grease can often help the process. When beating egg whites, they are classified in three stages according to the peaks they form when the beater is lifted: soft, firm, and stiff peaks. Egg whites and sugar are both hygroscopic, water-attracting chemicals. Consequently, meringue becomes soggy when refrigerated or stored in a high humidity environment. This quality also explains the problem called weeping or sweating, in which beads of moisture form on all surfaces of the meringue. Sweating is a particular problem for French meringues in which the granulated sugar is inadequately dissolved in the egg whites and for high moisture pie fillings. There are three main ingredients in a meringue recipe that interact to form the foam structure: egg whites, sugar, and cream of tartar or acid. The backbone of the foam structure is made up of proteins and amino acid chains. Egg whites provide the meringue with necessary proteins that form the meringue foam. The proteins are originally oriented in a tangled ball but must be uncoiled into strands, referred to as denaturation. A protein can be denatured in two ways, through a physical or chemical process. When forming a meringue, the egg whites are beaten until the proteins are denatured, a physical process. Also, the air is incorporated into the protein structure by beating the egg whites, creating an air-water-protein mixture interface. The friction from beating the eggs adds heat to the process, which causes the proteins to increase in elasticity. As the proteins are stretched, During the denaturation process, they coagulate together, forming a protein network. After the denaturation process, the egg whites will become 6 to 8 times their original size. If the proteins are beaten too long, they will stretch out too far and become too weak to support the foam structure. A cream of tartar, also known as potassium hydrogen tartrate, KC4H5O6, is added to the egg whites before denaturation. Cream of tartar is an acid used to help stabilize and thicken the proteins, which aids in a stronger protein network to trap air for foam formation. Cream of tartar has a low pH to help bring the proteins near their isoelectric point, allowing them to be denatured easier. The isoelectric point is a specific pH where a molecule, in this case, protein, has no net electrical charge. A protein's electrical charge normally holds the protein together in its coiled clump. The cream of tartar also acts as a catalyst affecting the sugar structure. Sucrose is a disaccharide made up of glucose and fructose. A cream of tartar inverts the sugar during the baking process, meaning the molecule is split into two parts containing glucose and fructose. This prevents the sugar from recrystallizing and gives the meringue a gritty, undesirable texture. Sugar is the final ingredient that is used to help form and stabilize the foam structure. Sugar is hydrophilic, extracting water out of the egg whites. This will lighten the protein network, allowing the foam to be stronger and more elastic. The sugar dissolves in the protein network, but does not become part of the protein network. The sugar must be added slowly to the egg whites while continuously mixing. If it is added all at once, it will not be evenly distributed, causing the protein network to collapse due to the weight of the sugar in one area of the meringue. After a strong protein network has formed a complete foam, the meringue is ready to be baked. Adding heat to the mixture is the final step to strengthening the foam structure. The meringue must be baked at a low temperature for a long time. This allows the proteins to finish coagulating, strengthening the meringue evenly throughout. If the proteins are not baked evenly, the bottom of the meringue will not be able to support the structural weight, causing the meringue to collapse. The heat causes the air bubbles to expand, creating an area structure. The water in the structure evaporates, causing the meringue to become lighter with a stronger foam structure. It is important not to evaporate all of the water out of the meringue, as some water is necessary to hold the foam together. Meringue cookies are baked at very low heat for a long time. Another name for them has forgotten cookies, as they can be left in an oven for a long time after the cooking is done. They are not supposed to become tan at all, but they need to be very crisp and dry. They will keep for at least a week if stored in an airtight container. Meringue can be used as the basis for various desserts, including baked Alaska, Esterhazy torte, Eton mess, floating island, key lime pie, Kiev cake, lemon meringue pie, macarons pavlova, queen of puddings, sans rival, Sylvana, turon. In some recipes, the meringue may be cooked at a higher temperature for a shorter amount of time, resulting in a soft meringue with slightly browned peaks on top. Meringue by itself is also a dessert called meringue kisses. Another dish is meringue d'angel, which consists of shortbread layered with meringue and lemon curd, topped off with drizzled lemon glaze. Variations include assorted fruits such as raspberries, peaches, mangoes, cherries, strawberries, blueberries, blackberries, pineapple, papayas, honeydew, oranges, and cantaloupe. Meringue may be used for embellishment. It can be formed into whimsical shapes, such as mushrooms, or piped into a crisp basket that is baked and filled with cake, fruit, or flowers. Meringue is not a stable structure and has a short shelf life of about 2 weeks if stored properly. Meringue is a hygroscopic food, which means it absorbs water from the air. The high sugar concentration in the meringue absorbs moisture from the air and will cause the meringue to become soft and chewy. The more water that is absorbed, the heavier the meringue becomes. After enough water is absorbed, the meringue will become too heavy for the foam structure to support itself and start to collapse. Meringue is so susceptible to absorbing water that a rainy day may disrupt the foam structure formation and make it impossible to form a meringue. Storing meringues in an airtight container will prevent humidity from affecting the sugar. It is also recommended to store the meringue in a cooler area. If the meringue is stored in these conditions, its shelf life will be about 2 weeks. The meringue can be stored in the freezer to extend the shelf life to about 3 months. The colder temperatures in the freezer decrease the humidity. The meringue should still be stored in an airtight container, preventing water from affecting the meringue. The principal nutritional components are protein from the egg whites and simple carbohydrates from refined sugar. When we return, custard. Custard is a variety of culinary preparations based on sweetened milk, cheese, or cream cooked with egg or egg yolk to thicken it, and sometimes also flour, corn starch, or gelatin. Depending on the recipe, custard may vary in consistency from a thin pouring sauce, crème anglaise, to the thick pastry cream, crème pâtissière, used to fill éclairs. The most common custards are used in custard desserts or dessert sauces and typically include sugar and vanilla. However, savory custards are also found, for example, in quiche. Custard is usually cooked in a double boiler, bain-marie, or heated very gently in a saucepan on a stove. However, custard can also be steamed, baked in the oven with or without a water bath, or cooked in a pressure cooker. Custard preparation is a delicate operation because a temperature increase of 3 to 6 degrees Celsius, 5 to 10 degrees Fahrenheit, leads to overcooking and curdling. Generally, a fully cooked custard should not exceed 80 degrees Celsius, tilde 175 degrees Fahrenheit. It begins setting at 70 degrees Celsius, tilde 160 degrees Fahrenheit. A water bath slows heat transfer and makes removing the custard from the oven easier before it curdles. Adding a small amount of cornflour to the egg sugar mixture stabilizes the resulting custard, allowing it to be cooked in a single pan and a double boiler. A sous vide water bath may be used to control temperature precisely. Stirred custard is thickened by coagulation of egg protein, while the same gives baked custard its gel structure. The type of milk used also impacts the result. Most important to a successfully stirred custard is to avoid excessive heat that will cause overcoagulation and synaerosis, resulting in a curdled custard. Eggs contain the proteins necessary for the gel structure to form and emulsifiers to maintain the structure. Egg yolk also contains enzymes like amylase, which can break down added starch. This enzyme activity contributes to the overall thinning of custard in the mouth. Egg yolk lecithin also helps to maintain the milk-egg interface. The proteins in egg whites are set at 60 to 80 degrees Celsius, 140 to 180 degrees Fahrenheit. Starch is sometimes added to custard to prevent premature curdling. The starch acts as a heat buffer in the mixture. As they hydrate, they absorb heat and help maintain a constant heat transfer rate. Starches also make for a smoother texture and thicker mouthfeels. If the mixture pH is 9 or higher, the gel is too hard. If it is below 5, the gel structure has difficulty forming because protonation prevents the formation of covalent bonds. While custard may refer to a wide variety of thickened dishes, technically, and in French cuisine, the word custard, crème or more precisely crème moulée, KM mule, refers only to an egg-thickened custard. When starch is added, the result is called pastry cream, French, crème pâtissière, pronounced, KMP tisch, or confectioner's custard, made with a combination of milk or cream, egg yolks, fine sugar, flour or some other starch, and usually a flavoring such as vanilla, chocolate, or lemon. Crème pâtissière is a key ingredient in many French desserts, including mille feuilles, or Napoleon's, and filled tarts. It is also used in Italian pastry and sometimes in Boston cream pie. The thickening of the custard is caused by the combination of egg and starch. Corn flour or flour thickens at 100 degrees Celsius, 212°F, and many such recipes instruct the pastry cream to be boiled. In a traditional custard such as a crème anglaise, where the egg is used alone as a thickener, boiling results in the overcooking and subsequent curdling of the custard. However, in the pastry cream, starch prevents this. Once cooled, the amount of starch in pastry cream sets the cream and requires it to be beaten or whipped before use. When gelatin is added, it is known as crème anglaise carly, KMLZ clay. When gelatin is added, whipped cream is folded, and it sets in a mold. It is Bavarois. When starch is used alone as a thickener, without eggs, the result is a blancmange. In the United Kingdom, custard has various traditional recipes. Some thicken principally with corn flour, corn starch, rather than the egg component, others involving regular flour. After the custard has thickened, it may be mixed with other ingredients, mixed with stiffly beaten egg whites and gelatin. It is Cheboost cream, mixed with whipped cream. It is crème légère, KMLE. Beating in softened butter produces German buttercream or crème mousseline. A quiche is a savory custard tart. Some kinds of timbal or vegetable loaf are made of a custard base mixed with chopped savory ingredients. Custard royale is a thick custard cut into decorative shapes and used to garnish soup, stew, or broth. In German, it is known as Eierstich and is used as a garnish in German wedding soup, Hochzeitsuppe. Chawanmushi is a Japanese savory custard, steamed and served in a small bowl or on a saucer. Chinese steamed egg is a similar but larger savory egg dish. Bougatsa is a Greek breakfast pastry, whose sweet version consists of semolina custard filling between layers of phyllo. Custard may also be used as a top layer in gratins, such as the South African baboti and many Balkan versions of moussaka. In Peru, leche acida, baked milk, is custard baked in individual molds. It is considered a restaurant dish.